Track 10, and more news. Joan, 99, returns to the classroom. A long-held dream of returning to the classroom has come true for an elderly Tidmouth care home resident. Joan Allam, who will celebrate her 99th birthday later this month, visited Class 4 at Our Lady and St Patrick's Roman Catholic Primary School in Tidmouth last Wednesday. The visit was organised as part of the White House Care Home's Just One Wish campaign, which aims to fulfil residents' long-held dreams. After Joan expressed her deep longing to revisit her past as a teacher, staff leapt into action and partnered with Our Lady and St Patrick's to make her wish come true. Children from Class 4 were keen to ask questions about what schooling was like when Joan was a teacher in the 1950s, 60s and 70s. Joan taught in schools in both the UK and Australia, including at a children's hospital, where some pupils were wheeled down to the classroom in their beds as they recuperated from spinal operations. Joan was fascinated by the work the children get up to in school today and was thrilled when some children shared their workbooks so she could see how things have changed since she retired. Joan shared that she'd always wanted to be a teacher and that she had taught for 36 years, specialising in English. Her favourite part of the job was when she used to greet the children every morning and they would reply, "Good morning, Mrs. Allam." After the visit, Joan remarked on how much she enjoyed the experience, highlighting the children's good behaviour and the pleasure of looking through their books. She was particularly fascinated by how they learned to add up money, reflecting her enduring passion for education. Witnessing Joan's wish come to life was a magical moment for all of us, said White House Care Home Manager Tracy Bowen. This is exactly what the Just One Wish campaign is all about, transforming dreams into reality and creating lasting, unforgettable memories that enrich lives. And above this article is a lovely picture of Joan sitting down at school with three young pupils as they share their work with her.
Teignbridge remembers D-Day. Towns and villages across Teignbridge marked the 80th anniversary of D-Day last week. Poignant services of remembrance took place throughout the day, culminating with the lighting of beacons at Newton Abbot, Bickington and Dawlish. In Bovey Tracy, the town remembered two of its own sons, Privates Harold Beer and Jack Sadler of the Devonshire Regiment and No. 4 Commando respectively, who were casualties on D-Day. In Dawlish, the town had a day-long programme of events, starting with the reading of the proclamation by town crier Bob Graham, while in Tidmouth, the Alice Cross Centre had a sausage and mash supper in the evening, followed by a walk to the cenotaph for wreath-laying and shine a light for peace. In Newton Abbot, the flag of peace was flown at St Leonard's Clock Tower, and a wreath-lying ceremony took place at the War Memorial, followed by bell ringing at the Clock Tower and High Week Church. And there are photographs of events in all the towns in Teignbridge.
As we've brought you all the news stories from the paper today, we thought we'd read you some of the items that appeared in the Tidmouth Post and Gazette 50 years ago. So we're talking about Friday, the 14th of June, 1974. The first one is Eclipse of the Moon. The moon was full last week, but people looking up into the night sky on Tuesday, the 4th of June, were surprised to see it reduced to a crescent. Mr. Hedley Robinson informed this paper that this was a spectacular partial eclipse. The magnitude of the eclipse was 83%.
Longest daisy chain. A claim by Sheldon schoolchildren is being submitted to the Guinness Book of Records. The completed chain measures 800 metres and circled the school's playing field four times. It contained about 20,000 daisies and took 80 children all day last week to lay it out. The vicar of Sheldon, the Reverend C.D. Wood, and Police Constable Ian Fry were on hand to check the length of the chain, and the children are excitedly waiting to see if the claim is officially ratified. The deputy headmaster, Mr. Alan Smart, said the previous best was 522 metres, but when I rang them this week, they told me a Birmingham school had just made a 750 metre chain, so we raised our sights and beat that. They feared that all their work would be destroyed when the grass was cut, but rushed around collecting the chain before the mowing took place.
Cinema demolition refused. Tynmouth District Council's Planning Committee refused a listed building consent for the demolition of a building at the Riviera Cinema. The reason was that the building forms a central focal point in Den Crescent, and its retention is essential to complete the architectural unity of the existing group.